Well, I suppose first of all, the sentiments that Gary are expressing to me is that they want to get to see this legislation and to get an idea of how it's going to be implemented. So yes, the feedback from members that I'm speaking to who are on checkpoints and who are out on patrols is that the lack of any enforcement capability is perhaps compromising their effectiveness in relation to some dealings that they're coming across with members of the public who maybe are choosing not to comply. So certainly we would, while we don't welcome that this legislation is necessary, it is necessary. But what we want is clear guidance. We want to see that the legislation is easy to understand, both for the public who are subjected to it and for the members who enforce it. We want to see clear guidance for our members in relation to interpreting and applying it. And it's very important that it's able to be applied equally across society and apply to people wherever their permanent residence would be. We cannot see a repeat of the situation back in March when there was some provisions for penal sanctions, but they didn't apply to people who were travelling across the border. The cross-border element is particularly relevant here in Donegal. So certainly we'll give it a guarded welcome that there is going to be some level of powers available to us, but the devil will be in the detail as always. And as always in a Garda Síochána, we need to see proper training or guidance for our members. It can't simply be put in the statute books and a few emails sent out. People need to understand what they're doing, and it has to be applied equally across the society.
One of the concerns being highlighted this morning is that people may be fined for being suspected of going to a house party. Does that mean that Gardaí would potentially be monitoring taxi drivers in the middle of the night and that sort of thing?
Well, I would look at it, as I say, I haven't seen the legislation catching, but I would think it'd be very unlikely that Gardaí would be operating that sort of manner. So far in this pandemic and in general, Gardaí police with consent community. So certainly we will be working with people, trying to address concerns, maybe reacting to complaints, be proactive and trying to encourage people to comply without having to resort to enforcement. So certainly we would hope that this legislation will see buy-in from the community that we've seen to date and won't jeopardise our relationship with the public.